as we've seen through the Gospel of John, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you have to get used to him making bold statements about himself and others. In fact, following Jesus is a lifestyle of submitting to his bold statements about himself and his bold statements about you. Things like, take up your cross and follow me. If any man wants to become great, he must become the servant of all. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But not only that, following Christ is a lifestyle of you making bold statements about Christ. Your first bold declaration is in the waters of baptism, when you publicly and boldly stake your claim with Christ, identifying yourself with Jesus, putting his jersey on your back. Or when a Christian man and Christian woman get married and have a Christian wedding, they are declaring before God and the witnesses present that they will love each other as Christ loved the church. You make a bold statement when you join a church. You're stating for the world to see and know who you believe Jesus to truly be. You are declaring that you will live your life under the authority and care of that local church as they preach and teach and disciple in the Scriptures. When you take the bread and wine of communion, you are in essence declaring that you are still trusting in, holding to the death and resurrection of Jesus as your only hope in life. And you do that with and in front of your church family. When you stand before the church and you hand over your newborn child over to God as the ultimate owner of them, for him to do as he pleases with them, you are making a bold declaration and statement that you will take on your biblical responsibilities and roles as a parent. And followers of Christ accept these realities and they seek to live by them in the strength of Christ. So keep looking to the one who makes bold statements about himself and keep trusting in those realities yourself. When you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse, our missionary in Florida. And also remember the Kigogo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.